So I've just discovered that the company who hosts the Boag World podcast have been swallowed, and they're now migrating supposedly all of my content across to this new parent company, which is Libsyn. Which in itself, if everything goes smoothly, won't be a problem. But it does raise the question of what happens if a company that your website is reliant on goes belly up. The classic example recently was Magnolia, the bookmarking service that suddenly stopped, and people had all kinds of data held there. And increasingly, our websites aren't reliant on one single service. They pull in maps from Google, they host certain files with a podcast provider, they maybe use the Amazon S3 service. They maybe use various APIs, etc., to work. And that's a lot of reliance on a lot of different services. And there's an important question to ask there, because it's not just a matter of whether those services are going to be around. In other words, are they going to close down like I'm experiencing at the moment? But also, there's calls to different servers, which obviously has a performance hit. And if one of those services goes down, how does that impact your sites? There's a lot of technical considerations to take into account when relying on third-party services. So really consider who you're going to rely on if your website is business critical, because there is a big risk involved.